Just yesterday, I received a phone call from a businessman in Kentucky. And he started off and he said, Gail McWilliams, kudos to you. And I said, well, kudos to you. I said, what is this call about? And he said, well, actually, I was out on the West Coast and I'm buying a new business out there. And he said, in the middle of all the negotiation, there's some of the staff that we want to keep. But I was dealing with someone who had a terrible attitude about now working for our new company. And he said, I just couldn't break through. And about that time, he said, I got a phone call from you. I saw it on my phone, and I knew that I would call you back later. Now, let me tell you a side story to this. I haven't talked with this gentleman for months, but I was on my way to Lubbock one afternoon, getting ready to speak down there. And on the way, this gentleman's mind, his name came to my mind. So I just gave him a quick call. I thought I'd probably get his voicemail, which I did. And I just simply said, hey, just thinking of you today, wishing you the best, hope everything's going okay. Can I just stop to say something? If you'll quit overlooking people and you'll follow those small promptings that you have, like instead of saying, oh, I thought about you 6 months ago, why not 6 months ago send him a text, send him an email, send him a surprise bouquet, do something about the very person that crossed your mind. It's not only part of networking, it's just a great way to have people skills. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. And you never know what doors that will open. So anyway, that's what I had done to this gentleman on my way to Lubbock, not knowing he was on the West Coast buying a new company. So anyway, as soon as he saw my name come up on his phone, he said all of a sudden, he kicked into another avenue of negotiation with this woman that was having a bad attitude. And he said, you know what? I just got a phone call from Gail McWilliams. I'll call her back later. But I want to tell you, she's an author and she's written this book, Stuck or Positioned, It's Your Choice. And he looked at the woman, called her by name, and he said, I just want to tell you that what I'm offering you today with a job, you could either think you're stuck or you're positioned. You're either stuck with all the changes that are going on and they're unsettling to you, or you could see your position with a new company. Your pay scale's not going to change. In fact, if it goes the direction we think it will increase 25%. And you're about 2 to 5 years away from retirement, he said to her, and you can impart to the next gen, the next generation, what you know, and now you've got a legacy happening. And he said all of a sudden her demeanor totally changed, and she said, you know what? I want to work for you. I'll take the job. In just a second, you know what it's about? It's about attitude, and it's about vision. And that story's not just to plug a book, but it worked out pretty good. I do have a book called Stuck or Positioned.